Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Titans draft is done, and John Robinson, the general manager, joins us now. John, how are you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning, man. How are we doing?
We're fine. Now, we promised our listeners we would go over every single pick you made in the draft this weekend. I hope that's okay.
Shouldn't take long.
All right. it might not have been, you know, a 7 or 8 player draft. You did get guys you got to feel like can impact the defense right away, and Rashawn Evans and Harold Landry especially. How did your strategy kind of play out compared to what you might have expected going in?
Yeah, I mean, we were down there at 25 and knew we were going to have to weather some hits there in the first round, and Rashawn and Harold were two guys that were, you know, in consideration for us there at 25, and maneuvered and got ourselves in position to take Rashawn there in the first round. You know, he'll come in and help us as an off the ball linebacker. Talked about his versatility over the weekend, his ability to play on the line of scrimmage as well on third down and rush the passer. And then had, you know, slept on it overnight and got in here Friday morning and started working the phones trying to get back up, because, you know, Harold was still high on our board and hadn't been picked, and knew we were going to have to get up from where we were down there kind of at the bottom of the round in a second. And luckily we were able to find a partner there in Oakland and jumped ahead of some teams. There's no way he would have made it to us had we stayed down there. And felt we came away on Thursday and Friday night with two guys that are going to, you know, really factor on our defense on all three downs.
You also chose the safety, Dane Cruikshank. How soon do you feel like he can help you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's he's played outside corner. He's I thought it was a pretty cool story on his part when we brought him in here for a visit. He met with Rich Rod out there at Arizona, and they talked about moving positions, cause they thought it was best for the team. They had a young corner that they liked out there and wanted to keep Dane on the field as a playmaker. So he kicked into their spur position, which is kind of a hybrid position. Defensively, it's like a nickel corner / strong safety. But he's got really good size. He can run. He throws his hat in there, and, he's a physical player. You know, we'll probably work him at safety to start, and then, you know, to what degree he can match on certain players or maybe even kick out and play some corner, because he's done that before.
Well, JR, man, congratulations on another year of drafting. I mean, I know we as the Titans fans sitting there looking, and you guys, you know, moved up, but man, congratulations on maybe next year you'll be the 32nd pick, which means then you won the Super Bowl, I'm hoping. So, congrats on having a late pick. That means we're making progress. Moving to questions, though, I guess, break down Landry, and considering that he dropped, how shocked were you that he was there? And then foremost, then break down his game and why you think he'll be impact player immediately.
Yeah, for whatever reason, you know, he slipped out of the first round. I mean, he was a guy that was really, really productive his junior year. Production kind of fell off some this past year. You know, I got asked about that the other night, and I think if you get double-digit sacks, when you get ready to start scheming for that guy, you're going to put two and three guys on him because you don't want him hitting your quarterback. We brought him in here. We had a really good visit. He and I, we probably visited for an hour and talked about his role and the type of locker room that we're going to have here, the type of player we want him to be on the field and the way we want him to conduct himself off the field. Coach Vrabel went up and spent, you know, half a day with him, worked him out, visited with him. We've got a ton of contacts up there at Boston College. You know, he'll play on the line of scrimmage for us as an outside linebacker. He has a fastball. He's a speed rush guy. He's got really good ability to dip and bend around the edge and factor that way. He's got long arms. He's not an overly tall guy. He's 6'2" and change, almost 6'3". But he's got long arms and he's got good hips and he's got good, you know, ankle flexion. So when he can post up tackles, he can post up tight ends in the run game, and work laterally, to get to the ball. And they didn't drop him a ton in coverage there at Boston College. But when we worked him out, you could see his movement, and his ability to open his hips and run and flip his hips and cover and break. And I think that's one thing that he provides for us is the ability to factor in on third down or in passing situations, both as a rusher and as a coverage, player. And I think that's good for Coach P's defense and Coach Vrabel's defense because there's some multiplicity there and things that he can do and hopefully keep offenses on their heels.
John, any one position that you walked away from the draft from, you know, saying, I wish we would have been able to address it?
You know, we did so much in during the free agency period, did some things early on, and then kind of did added some players throughout the course of March and early April. I really felt good about the depth of our football team heading into the draft. I felt like we could have lined up and played and won football games with the guys that we had currently. And then adding some guys, and we really had a good undrafted rookie class. We've got some of that stuff buttoned up and excited about adding those guys as well. I would say coming away from it, you know, not really. I mean, I think that, again, I'm not saying they're ready to, you know, put us on the grand stage as Super Bowl champions, but, you know, I think we've got a bunch of guys that are going to buy into what we want to be about as a football team, and just really happy with where our roster is at right now and looking forward to all those guys coming in and competing.
Give us two or three names in that undrafted group that you are most excited about.
Now, you know I can't do that.
Let me ask you, what about the Wadley kid, the running back out of Iowa, who seemed to have been a guy who had a draft grade and just, you know, for whatever reason, wasn't taken?
So we have, I'll give you guys a nugget there. We have agreed to terms with Wadley. I'm looking forward to him coming in here and competing. Had a great career at Iowa. For whatever reason, there was only, 260 guys drafted. And, you know, that's the one thing that I've said, since I've been here and Coach Vrabel's message to our football team is it doesn't matter how you get here. We're all here for one reason, and that's to try to make the Tennessee Titans, a good football team and a force in this league. So we're looking forward to him getting in here and working and competing at that position group and see how it all shakes out.
Interesting that, you know, you only took four guys in the draft. It would have sort of been counterintuitive to think that you would have taken a guy like Falk, a quarterback, in the sixth round, because that's a guy, you know, who's probably not going to play. He's probably more a developmental player. What did you like so much about him that you decided to select him?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a guy who, you know, former walk-on that you know, fought and scrapped and clawed to get, you know, reps on the team and ended up setting a bunch of passing records. I love that the underdog story, not that that's what Falk is, but he's got good size. He's an accurate passer. He will stand in the fire and deliver. He's a very cerebral player. He studies the game. And in this league, you know, the quarterback position is the most important position on the field. I think everybody knows that. That's an extremely, extremely important position. And to have a guy in our system to develop and ready to go in, I think, you know, New England's done that for a long time. Every team's trying to do that. It's trying to find these young quarterbacks to get in your system and develop because of, you know, the cost implications of that position. So looking forward to Luke getting in here and working with him. He was excited to come here. It sounds like he's got some family members in the area, so hopefully that transition will go well for him.
My final question is, did you see your offensive line at the Preds game last night? Did Quentin Spain look in shape without his shirt? And was Marcus the designated driver?
Yeah, my heart glowed when I saw Marcus standing back there kind of laughing at his at his O-line there, really trying to rile the crowd up. I won't comment on Spain. I will maybe strongly encourage him to leave his shirt on from here on out. But I tell you, that group, that offensive line group, that shows the cohesiveness of those guys. That's a really, really tight group. They're all really good friends. They all work for each other, and they have a lot of fun supporting the hometown team here.
Well, JR, man, you mentioned it, you know, with the roster in place. Was that why you were able to move up and only have four picks? You felt comfortable with the current roster? Because it seemed like you went with quality over quantity in this year's draft, and that leads me to think that you felt like the roster actually underachieved under the previous coaching staff.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that we liked about and the reason we only took four guys is because we, you know, these guys have really worked hard and bought into what we want to be about. Well, again, I said it earlier, we did a lot in free agency. That plays a huge role in roster building. It's the draft. It's the supply of players in the draft versus the supply of players in free agency. And that's, you know, that's kind of how we attacked it. We liked the depth and we liked the players that we added in free agency, and we supplemented you know, the rest of the roster with guys in the draft.
John, thanks so much for the time. Again, congrats on the draft, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Outstanding. Have a great day, guys.